Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Lee Rouse with the LSU Ag Center. The month of June is always a reminder of the Louis Armstrong song, Do You Know What It Means to Miss New Orleans? Where he sings, I dream about magnolias in bloom, and I'm wishing I was there. Many different types of magnolias are grown here in South Louisiana, such as the Japanese magnolia, scientifically known as Magnolia salingiana. The bloom of this lower-growing tree serves as a hint that spring is almost here. The Sweet Bay Magnolia, also known as Magnolia virginiana, is a fantastic display of our native plant material which we can use in the landscape. But more prominently than these magnolias is our magnolia which Louis Armstrong sang about in his song, the Magnolia grandiflora, the Southern Magnolia. Fortunately for us, we are able to enjoy our southern magnolias as they are peppered throughout our landscapes. As you can tell by looking closely at the species name, or the second word of the scientific name, grandiflora, it can be broken into two words, grand, meaning large, and flora, or flower. And these are some of the most beautiful and intoxicating flowers which we have of our native trees and shrubs. Magnolias can be found anywhere from North Carolina down south as far as central Florida. Naturally, they can be found along the bluffs of the lower Mississippi, or found along drier riverbanks, or swamps and ponds. Southern magnolias can be found living among sweet gums, water oaks, and tupelos. Earlier growers of magnolia would use this tree on their homesteads. They would peg the younger, lower-growing branches to the ground and cover slightly with soil. This was a form of layering or propagation which we continue to use today for some of our plant material. This process of layering, sometimes called simple layering, is accomplished by bending a lower-growing, flexible stem to the ground. Then we cover this stem partly with soil, leaving 6 to 12 inches up above the soil. Over time, this portion underneath the soil will begin to grow roots, creating a clone of the mother plant. When these homesteaders performed layering of the magnolias, they not only created replacement plants, but they also created a dense planting of magnolias that would be close to impenetrable to hurricane-force winds. Magnolia grandiflora is an excellent native tree to add to any landscape. They can be found at almost any local independent nursery or garden center. Today's garden centers offer many different cultivars of Magnolia grandiflora. If you have room in your landscape, consider using the D.D. Blanchard Magnolia. This is one of the largest growing magnolias that we have, growing upwards of 60 feet tall by 40 feet wide. But as our suburban lots tend to get smaller, breeders have worked diligently to reduce the size of Magnolia grandiflora while keeping the same characteristics which we love of our southern magnolias. A highly notable, smaller growing cultivar of Magnolia grandiflora is one that goes by the name Little Jim, appropriately named as it only grows to 25 to 30 feet tall. A Little Jim magnolia is like looking at a miniature version of our grand southern magnolias. The leaves are a little smaller in size, as well as the flowers. But in our smaller yards, it has just as large of an impact as our older, beloved varieties. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Lee Rouse. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at WRKF.org.